Jesus, pray with me, please pay attention. Please pay attention. Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do here tonight. I thank you that you're on the move. You're ready to do your work, your will, your way. I move out of the way, Holy Spirit, you show up. I can't do nothing without your authority. Nothing could be done without your power, your passion, your freedom. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to do a great work in this house, and I thank you, Father God, for these Rock youth. I thank you for Gospel Lee, and I thank you for Promise. I thank you for their ministry, and I bless it. I pray that they blow to the nations, Father, with the message of what they have inside of them. I pray specifically for the youth assignment, those that had decided to show up to hear your word, those that decided to show up to hear your will, those that decided to show up to hear your way. I thank you, Father God. It's an honor. It's an honor to be used by the Holy Spirit. And I pray that you show up and do your work tonight. I don't know everybody here, you do, and everyone here has a God assignment. And I thank you, Father God, that you're going to fulfill it tonight in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Everybody say amen. All right. Okay, in the back, just follow me, okay? Just follow me, because I'm not going to follow my notes. I am going to follow my notes, but just follow me. My name is Pastor Joel. My beautiful wife, Joanna's in the back. She was actually going, yay! Oh, yay! We're too old to do that. I want to tell you how old I am. I do have children, and they're in the house, but I was told not to point them out to embarrass them. But I'm going to point them out anyway. Jackie and Max, where are you? All right, Jackie and Max are my kids. You know, I have a word tonight, and the word is pretty strong. It's pretty strong for me. It's strong for me because when I finally found what God wanted me to receive out of what I'm going to give you tonight, it changed my life forever. I don't know where you're at. I don't know where you're coming. I don't know where you're coming from. I don't know where you're born in. I don't know your family members. Some of you I know. Some of you I don't know. Here's what I do know. God knows you, and he knows how to read your mail, and he's going to read your mail tonight. He's going to show up in power. He's going to show up in authority. There's a scripture I'm going to use, scripture right out of Colossians. Put that scripture up, please. It says, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. Since you have taken off the old self and its practices, you put on the new self to be renewed in the knowledge of the, everybody say this with me, image of its creator. Everybody say that with me, image of the creator. Everybody say it with me, image of the creator. Everybody say it with me, image of creator. What does that mean, Pastor Joel? It means this: you were created for one purpose and one purpose only, and it was by God's design to be created in his image and nobody else's. But I'm my mom and my daddy's, and I look like them and I smell like them. Yes, you do, but you were created with a purpose by design by Jesus Christ himself. Some of you today are struggling with identity. This is what this message is all about, how to take a good selfie. I actually found a good selfie, and when I looked at it, my daughters complain all the time that I'm taking pictures of myself. To prove that wrong, I took a picture of myself, and look at what I found, Jesus with an iPhone. Wow. Jesus with an iPhone. I didn't know Jesus had an iPhone. Long ago, Jesus, he had an iPhone. The message I'm going to give you tonight is actually when you take a picture of yourself, if you know your true identity, is you see Jesus, not you. And the dilemma we're in, young people, is you see more of you than Jesus. And because you see more of you than Jesus, that's where our dilemma lies, because that's why some of you are involved in what you're involved in, trying to fake it and make it and wearing the masks, looking popular and tight, jumping up and down and clowning around. But when you take a picture of yourself, you don't see this, you see yourself. And when you see Jesus and Jesus sees you, Jesus sees you in a totally different light than you see yourself. I know I was sitting in your seat. I know when I was in high school, I was categorized, and I was going to come up here with Gospel Lee. My name is Pastor Joel, because when I was in your seat, Pastor Joel was a little loser. in high school. Couldn't find myself. Didn't know who I was, and I was a product of the Church of Jesus Christ. I would take pictures of myself, and I wouldn't see this. I would see something totally different. Our dilemma is tonight, and what we're going to help you to see, and what the Holy Spirit's going to help you to see, is you are not you. You've never been you. You were always created with a intended purpose, but since some of you are born a mistake, you act like it. And because someone you feel like you're rejected, that's all you do is reject. And because some of you have never really found who you are in Jesus Christ, that's why what you are in that seat right now is not really you. It's someone that you're pretending to be. And someone that you're pretending to be, when it grows up, ends up somebody different. And as you grow up in life and you get married or eventually start dating, all of a sudden you date somebody that you're really not. And you find somebody that you really shouldn't. And you become somebody that you regretted that you were. And the reason why is because when we take a picture of ourselves, if it's not Jesus and it's somebody else and it's not you and it's not somebody else, it's fake. So we live in a whole cesspool of facade and fantasy. I am on Twitter, Facebook, and I read the news, and I'm all over that stuff. You cannot tell me what happened with Miley Horn Cyrus. Little Horn Cyrus is not fake. Yet the worship of the world goes, oh my God, she is absolutely amazing. Really? I don't think so. But yet thousands upon 10,000s upon millions of youth are following her. Why? Because they want to be like her, act like her, and have what she has. That's a false identity. False identity comes in this way. Unless you understand what God says here, back to the verse. God has shown you by sending Jesus, his son, to you, that through him you might have life. And that life is a new identity, my friend. You want to take a good picture of yourself? There's some things. It's position. Yeah, you got to hold your phone right. It's pointing, right? It's focusing. The backdrop counts. All that matters. If you really want to take a good picture of yourself, it's possession. You have to own a good phone. Some of you guys, I don't know what kind of phone you have. iPhone, I guess. All that matters in a good picture of yourself. But what if God took a picture of you? What would he find? If we were taking a selfie and it was God taking it of you, what would he see behind what you're wearing and what you're doing and what you're believing and what you're drinking and receiving? Pastor, I don't drink anything. We drink the cesspool of the world every time we buy into the nonsense. What's the nonsense? I want to have sex before I get married. Nonsense. Pastor, I want to be really liked and popular. Nonsense. I want to be famous because fame, I want to be a rock star. I want to have talent. I want to play instruments, not to glorify the Lord. I want to glorify myself. Wow. I want to turn that into a rap. I want to blow myself. When I sat in your seat, I had to come to the conclusion. And here was the conclusion. I was a mess. I was a mess because I drank my own poison. And the old poison was, it was a lie. I was not an accident. My abuse was not for a no reason. God had a reason, and God has a passion. And when I finally figured it out, I stopped taking pictures of myself that weren't true. And that's where you're at. Taking false identity of you. Wow. Pastor, do you have to be so that way? Yes. If the next generation is going to do anything for Jesus Christ, they got to shed the mask of what they're pretending to be and become who Christ intended you to be. Then you'll never be what God wants you to be. I like what one brother said. He said it this way. You're not loved because you're valuable. You're valuable because God loves you. Not only do you know God's accepted you through Christ, we do not even know ourselves unless we accept Jesus Christ. So if you have a false identity, this is how it looks like. You're wearing something really tight. I remember you guys are going into school, right? How many, first day this week? This week, first day of school. Last week. This coming week. How many are in school? Remember the new clothes? I got the new clothes. I got the new shoes. I got it all. I remember I was ministering to a guy, and I said, you got it all? Yeah, man, I got these new shoes. I got these new pants. I got this new jacket. But I'm failing, but it doesn't matter because I got the new clothes. False identity comes in all kinds of forms. You're not a walking nerd. You're not just meant to get A's. What'd you learn in youth? Pastor Joel said we don't have to get A's, so I'm not going there. You're not an educational system. You're not food for the food industry, the beverage company, the clothing company, or any other company around you, but yet we're possessed by these things, and we own them and wear them like they're us. And I'm telling you, the world hates you, and the devil hates your guts. And if you buy into what they're selling you, you're going to end up like them. And being like them, you don't want to be on that other side. Some of you guys feel you have time. I could feel it. My heart could feel it. I'm only 15 years old. Get off my back. I could do whatever I want. You know how many 15-year-olds we buried in this house? I'm burying a young man tomorrow. He was born by God to be cool, mellow out. He wasn't too old. He's older than you. He didn't listen to God. He didn't listen to his mentors. He didn't listen to Jesus. He didn't listen to this house. He didn't listen to the preaching. Now he's dead. That happens in your world too, my friend. Oh, it happens all the time because some spirits here today are dying. Some here today are actually dead. You're faking it pretty well. You wake up, you do what everybody wants you to do, but inside of you, you're dying. How do we fix this? Here's what the Bible says. Going back to that scripture. You are loved. We do not even know ourselves except through Christ. The only identity is Jesus Christ, and without him, you are nothing. You can't find your identity. You could only find your identity in the promise of God. It's not what people think or what people say. It's what God says that matters to you. The true measure of your identity is how you respond when you're excluded or forgotten. Some of you want to be popular. Some of you want to be liked. Some of you feel bad when you don't have enough likes in your Instagram and you're going, oh, God, nobody likes me. Oh, my God, she got 159 likes and I only got one. That's not liked. That's an electronic button that doesn't mean anything. But I'm identifying how many likes. The only identity and the only one that really needs to like you is God. As a matter of fact, he loves you. And he can't stand you being swindled and lied to and being taken for a ride like you're doing in this youth culture. This youth culture is being swindled. They're being lied to and manipulated and picked on. I'm here to tell you there's a voice of hope, young people. If you listen to what I'm saying and you hear what I have to say to you tonight, you could bounce the devil out of your life and you create a true identity in who he is inside of you. Now, let's go on. How do we do this? In that scripture, I'm going to have you stand up and do something. Everybody stand up. I'm almost done. Everybody stand up. The scripture says this. We've been renewed, so we have to take off our old self and its practices and put on their new self, being renewed by every day. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to tear off. Okay. I don't know if I could do this because I don't got a wireless mic. We're going to tear off, and we're going to do it symbolically. I'm not going to do Superman, I promise. We're going to tear off. Okay, do that with me. Tear off. Okay, what are we doing? We're stripping false identities of me. I am not a walking accident. I'm not a sexual product. I'm not to be perverted or to be picked on. I'm going to shed it. You understand me? Am I speaking your language? My boyfriend's pressuring me, and he wants me to go all the way. I am going to shed it. Serious. Some are laughing because they shed it means different. I learned a long time ago that I wasn't really a man trying to seduce another woman. A real man leaves her alone. But yet you hear in this culture now, go after it, man, go after it, go after it. While she dies now with maybe a pregnancy or an abortion, go after it. While the man goes, I'm out of here. False identities. Believe me, I've dealt with so many people that are post-traumatic with abortions. It's crazy. Now, we're going to shed it. We're going to tear it off. We're going to put it on, and we're going to be strong. Okay? Tear it off. Put it on. Be strong. That's the sermon. So when somebody comes to you and say, hey, do you want to smoke some pot? I'm going to tear it off. I'm going to put Jesus on, and I'm going to be strong and get out of here. My grandma has a coin purse and money. I found where it's at. You want to go steal grandma's money? I'm going to shed it off. I'm going to put it on, and I'm going to be strong. I don't need grandma's money. I need God's money. I'm going to get a job. You want to be popular? Hang out with me. If you hang out with me, you're going to be liked. The most important people here on campus will like you. You're going to look at that person and say, I'm going to shed it, rip it off, put it on, and be strong. I don't need your popularity contest. I'm really popular with God. He thinks I'm all right. Who cares what you think? What's hitting you now? Sexual perversion. Go after it, man. Starts with pornography. Hey, I got access to my dad's website, and I got the key code. You want to come over? We could download it. Nobody's home. They're at work.
Tear it off. Put it on. And be strong.
I don't need anybody's phony sexuality because it's phony. I need to do it God's way and find me a loving husband, find me a loving wife, and be married forever. So when you go to school tomorrow and somebody starts telling you stuff, what are you doing, man? You're a freak. You're a freak. Yes, I am. But this freak is not going to get venereal disease. This freak's not going to die young. This freak's going to have a purpose. This freak's going to do something for God. We got to get this stuff inside of us. Here's what has to happen. There's an identity crisis in youth today. We all know it. And the more you believe about this, about yourself, the more you'll be victorious. Throw the scriptures on the board. You're going to repeat this after me. I'm loved, I'm accepted, and I'm a child of God. You're going to repeat it again. I'm loved. Come on, where are we at? I'm loved. Next one. I'm accepted. Next one. I'm a child of God. All these have scriptures. I'm love is found in, write it down, 1 John 4:9. We'll give the scriptures later. Please, please, please. I only got a few minutes. 1 John 1:9 says, for God loved you by sending Jesus. You're loved. You're accepted. Ephesians 1:6 says that by his grace, he's accepted you as beloved. You are now a child of God because John 1:12 says that I've received him and he gave me the right to become his child. So you need to repeat, I'm loved, I'm accepted, and I'm a child of God. Now close your eyes, close your eyes, close your eyes, close your eyes. I'm loved, I'm accepted, and I'm a child of God. I believe it, I receive it, and I'm going to live it. Repeat it after me. I'm loved, I'm what? Accept. Oh, come on, 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 come on. I'm loved, I'm what? I'm what? Again, I'm loved, I'm what? I'm what? Again. I'm what? I'm what? I'm what? I'm what? Okay, I see some of you guys when the rapper was here with all the lights and all that. I'm not a rapper, please. I don't want to be a rapper. I'm not Baby T, Rump Roast, or anybody else. You know how you guys jumped up and down, got excited? This is what you need to get a bit excited about. I'm loved, I'm accepted, and I am a child of God. I'm loved, I'm accepted, I'm a child of God. I'm a child of the King. I'm a child of Jesus. I'm loved, I'm accepted, I'm a child of God. The more you get that in you, the more your identity grows. The more your identity grows, the more you bounce the world in its foolishness, and you say, you ain't got nothing on me. Some of you have a God assignment and you're ready to lose it. What do you mean, Pastor? You have to fight through this stuff, man. I'm sorry, but you do. Some of you are on a fingernail's grasp of what God has given you and you're ready to lose it all. Everybody, eyes closed. No one moving around, please. Holy Spirit is here. You've been given. You've been blessed. You've been told to, talk to, and commanded, and sometimes reprimanded, and you're ready to lose it. Why? Because you're making a choice that it's not your identity, it's not you, man. You're being fooled. You're dabbling in your own perversions, you're dabbling in your own sexuality, you're discovering things that you should have never, and somebody has done stuff to you that never should have done, and you are wearing a mask. It's a false identity. Some of you are ready to now go into this new season with this inside of you. Unless you do it, you're never going to overcome it. And you're going to be beat up by the world. And you won't make it past high school. I'm sorry. You just won't. There's too many temptation. There's too many lions out there. There's too many demons out there. And they're going to take you out. You'll fall out gradually, but you will fall out. And I'm not prophesying over anybody, but that's where you're at. Some of you have been playing and riding the fence. One in, one out. Why? Because you're talented, you're beautiful, and you're amazing, but you don't have God inside of you, and you know it. You're riding the fence. Some of you are come and have a false identity and wear it so well. You don't. Here it is. You don't even know who you are. You have no clue. You've been lost in your own little nonsense. And you've argued to no end, God, where are you? And you feel like he's not paying attention to you, and he's left you. And that's not true. Some of you are teeter-tottering, and you got a flaming dart by the devil to be hit right at your center of your forehead, and you don't even know it. Because what you're heading to is not where God wants you, and never was. You're making choices and decisions that are ungodly, and you're heading right to hell. So with that being said, everybody eyes closed, head bowed. If you really want to know who Jesus really is inside of you and outside of you, and you really want to know him, you need to accept him full force, full identity. Well, Pastor, I've been to church. I know. I've done it. I played the game. We're not talking about that. I know. Church doesn't save you. Playing the game doesn't save you. As a matter of fact, it gets collectively worse because after a while, it loses its passion and you cancel yourself out. And Pastor, I'm dying inside and no one even knows it. I'm struggling with thoughts of suicide and depression. I'm struggling and I haven't been able to break this thing. I got the secret addictions and they're choking me and sending me to hell. You need to accept the Lord. Why do you need to accept the Lord? Because the Lord with one swoop can break that addiction, that foul nonsense assignment on you, and you could be free, absolutely free, but you got to accept what he is. What is his conditions? His condition is to give you all. He wants to give it all or nothing. And some of you don't have the power of the authority of Jesus Christ because you are half-tapping your own spirituality because you're here, there, and everywhere. And because you're here, there, and everywhere, you don't even know where you're at, and you're lost. Now, what the Lord wants to do is fix that, and the only one he wants to do that is heal that, and it starts with now the salvation call. So I'm going to get ready to count to three, and I'm going to say one, two, three, and I want you, those that are riding the fence, that are disappointed, lost, and lonely, those are broke, busted, and disgusted, and confused, and you've wandered away from the promise of who you are in Jesus, and at one time you knew him, and now you don't even know him. You don't know him, and you think he doesn't know you. I want you to raise your hand. One, if you're running from it instead of to it, and you're feeling it inside of you too, if you know without a shadow of a doubt that's you, you've called me out, the Holy Spirit pegged me tonight. Three, raise your hand. All over this place, raise your hand. Now, everybody, anybody. Riding the fence. This is an altar call. Now. Be bold. Be fearless. Right now. Anybody here? All right. One. Is that it? Are you stretching? I'm counting you. You're stretching. Anybody? Everybody here saved. Okay. Anybody riding the fence? Pastor, you're not making sense. Here, let me make it very clear to you. You walk out that door and you drop dead. Are you going to heaven or hell? Where are you? Okay. All right. Raise your hand with me. Raise your hand. Say, Jesus. Repeat this, please. Jesus, I give you all my life. I give you all my heart. I'm struggling to know who I am. I need an identity in you. I'm tired of being sick and tired, lost and lonely, and not knowing who I am. I need your help. I need your grace. I need your goodness. I need your passion to light up my world. Tonight, I decide to live like you and not me. Tonight, I decide and I make a statement that I'm loved, I'm accepted, and I'm a child of God. So everybody repeating after me, I'm loved, I'm accepted, I'm a child of God. Once again, I'm loved, I'm accepted, I'm a child of God. Once again, I'm loved, I'm accepted, I'm a child of God. Now, if you got anything out of it, give the Lord a hand. Pastor Richard, shameless plug, if you need to be an SBT, jump on board.